Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app, getting you ready for Chiefs and Bills. 100% of the country will have access to Sunday's game, one of the more anticipated, one of the most important games of the national football regular season. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by TV star, podcast star, overall swell guy, Danny Parkins, but that's not what he goes by on this show. Park, what's good?
Good afternoon, C-Dot. I know you wanted to talk Chiefs-Bills, but I miss our annual Halloween candy draft. How are you, my friend? Happy Halloween.
I'm doing fantastic. Now when I think of you, I think of Halloween, and I think of, man, I was so excited to interview for that job in Chicago. And then this is the thing. I prepped and prepped for the Chicago Bears. I'm telling you, I read about the Bears for 2 weeks, and then an hour before I go on with you, Tony La Russa gets hired as the manager for the Chicago White Sox, and nobody in Chicago liked me for 24 hours.
Yeah, that was a tough debut for you. You were like, I don't know, La Russa seems like a pretty good hire. And, like, you were, like, totally reasonable based on, you know, all of his accomplishments. And Chicago was like, they're just doing it because he's Jerry Reinsdorf's friend. He's old. Let's not do this. And, yeah, that's not why you didn't get the job.
Jim Nance said that both Mahomes and Allen need each other. Nick disagreed. I was somewhere in the middle. I think the NFL needs this storyline because it's a very easy storyline to buy into. One team wins all the time. There is another good team that hasn't won yet. So every year it's the storyline of when Josh Allen is going to break through. Where I agree with Nick is I do feel for a 5-6 year stretch, we kept trying to find who that adversary was going to be for Patrick Mahomes. At one point, it was Deshaun Watson, it was Joe Burrow, it was Lamar Jackson. Now we've kind of settled in on Josh Allen. When the truth is, Patrick Mahomes is chasing Tom Brady. He is chasing Joe Montana. That's his contemporaries at this point. It's not anybody in the National Football League. So I kind of fall somewhere in the middle. Where are you at on that topic?
So Josh Allen is the second best player in football. Mahomes is the best. Allen has beaten Mahomes in the regular season. Mahomes has beaten Allen in the playoffs, but it is the ultimate team game. Where Nick and I agree that, like, he agrees with me that Allen is the second best player in football. Where we disagree, I think, is on, like, the gap in the talent. The Bills traded the Chiefs the 10th overall pick in the 2017 draft, where the Chiefs drafted Mahomes. My argument is if the Bills would have kept that pick, and the Chiefs would have drafted Mahomes, and Allen would have had the year behind Alex Smith, and he would have had Andy Reid, and he would have had Tyreek Hill, and he would have had Travis Kelce, and he would have had, you know, Schwartz and that offensive line and the whole thing. Josh Allen would be a Super Bowl champion today. And Patrick Mahomes would be largely in the situation that Josh Allen is in today. Like, that they are close enough as talents. Now, maybe the Chiefs have one less, and maybe Buffalo has broken through and has one, but I do not believe that the gap between the individual of Patrick Mahomes and the individual of Josh Allen is so insurmountable, is so huge, that it's ridiculous to say that those two are rivals. Now, is Mahomes the winner of the rivalry? Of course. Is it truly Manning v. Brady because Brady had the team accomplishments and Manning had the individual statistics? Like, no, it's not a perfect corollary. But when we're talking about the best against the second best, and by my eye test, my scout test, or whatever, the second best is not that much worse than the first guy, I think it's totally reasonable to say that they're rivals.
This is where I think there has been proven to be a decent-sized gap between these two. I've seen Mahomes in a lot of those ideal quarterback situations, those textbook, your team is down four, you got to go down the field, you got to score a touchdown, it is on you to lead a drive. And I've seen Mahomes have success in those scenarios. The last two seasons, Buffalo had a chance to knock off Kansas City. 2 years ago, they settled for a field goal, and Tyler Bass missed a 47-yard field goal. The next year, Buffalo got the ball at the 30-yard line. They didn't get to midfield in that scenario, turnover on downs, and then Kansas City wins the game. I'm with you. I think if we are judging regular season accomplishments, I don't think there's a large gap between these two. But if we're talking bottom of the ninth, 10 seconds left in the game, we're talking a two-minute drive, you got to go down the field. I've seen Mahomes do that time after time where I haven't seen Josh Allen do that yet, and that's the difference in these two.
Well, did he do it in the 13-second game?
And then Mahomes did it better than him, which sometimes in life people are just better than you. Patrick Ewing's right, an incredible player. Reggie Miller's an incredible player. Michael Jordan was just better than they were. That's life.
Right, but that's the thing. When people keep saying, when you do bottom of the ninth or you do basketball, this isn't baseball or basketball. This is football. Like, Josh Allen literally did it, and he left 13 seconds on the clock. And then Mahomes did it, but Mahomes needed Butker to make a kick. And then he needed to win a coin toss. Like, things that he didn't have anything to do with. And then they went and they did it in overtime, to his credit. And I'm not trying to take anything away from Mahomes. Mahomes is, I'm with you, he's the most talented guy I've ever seen. He is chasing Brady. I'm not saying that, I'm not taking anything away from him. I am merely saying that Josh Allen absolutely, to me, has proven that he can do it, but he doesn't have Andy Reid. He doesn't have Chris Jones. He doesn't have the things that Mahomes has had that have been better on the Chiefs side than the Bills side. And if we go back to from 2020 to today, Mahomes is first in the NFL in passing yards, passing touchdowns, regular season wins, and playoff wins. Josh Allen is third in passing yards. Justin Herbert just passed him for second like 2 weeks ago. He is second in passing touchdowns, second in regular season wins, and second in playoff wins. So if the guy is second to Mahomes in everything, in a 5.5-year sample, I just can't say that the gap is that big because of a drive in a playoff game last year. Like, was it a big drive? Of course. But there's no part of me that believes that Josh Allen, who's had, 24 touchdowns and 5 turnovers in his 10 career games against Kansas City, who's averaging over 300 yards from scrimmage against the Chiefs in the playoffs. Like, there's no part of me that believes that Josh Allen is not good enough to beat the Chiefs in the regular season or the playoffs.
Right now, we're talking to Danny Parkins of Fox Sports 1. You can catch him on First Things First coming up later today. Danny, if I had a crystal ball and I tell you that one of these teams lose their division, that either Denver, New England, the Chargers, whomever you think it's going to be, that those teams are going to represent the AFC West or East and not Kansas City or Buffalo, which team do you think it would be? Which team is more likely to lose their division? Is it Kansas City or Buffalo?
Kansas City. just because there's two teams in front of them. Like, again, that I think the Chiefs are going to win their division. Like, to be very clear, I didn't, like, leave Kansas City and become a Chiefs hater. Like, I root for the Chiefs if it's not the Bears. I marvel at what Mahomes and Reed do. I'm close still with people in the organization, my wife's family. Like, it's not that. But just, like, the math of it says if the Chiefs lose this game to Buffalo and fall to 5-4 and they're in third place, Denver's got Houston, 50-50 shot of being 7-2. The Chargers have the Titans, like a 70-30 shot, if not more, probably more, actually, 80-20, of them being 6-3. So the Chiefs would be a game back of the Chargers in the loss column, two games back of the Broncos, but really two games back of the Chargers because they already lost the game head-to-head. So I just think because of the hole they dug and there's two other good teams in the AFC West and there's only one other good team in the AFC East, but just the math says that the Chiefs are more likely to not win their division. But again, to be clear, I think both the Chiefs and the Bills will win their division.
Right now, we're talking to Danny Parkins, getting you ready for Chiefs and Bills. One criticism that a lot of people here locally have had about Buffalo is, if you look at their schedule, it's a little soft. Now, they beat the Ravens in week one. I think they get credit for beating the Ravens. The Ravens were not hurt at that time. Sure, we got different information as the season progressed, but that's a good win in week one for Buffalo. Since then, any team that they've played with the pulse, they lost. They lost to the Patriots at home. They went on the road against the Falcons and really just got dominated. The Falcons controlled that game for all 60 minutes of it. Do you have questions about Buffalo, maybe, and their ability to stand up against those teams? This team, this Buffalo team, they don't seem as dominant as some of the teams that we've seen in years past, where I got to see them proven in 2025 that they're in that same caliber that we've seen them over the last handful of years.
I agree completely. I think that is totally fair. I think that that's more fair on the defensive side of the ball. Like, I think Josh Allen is a proven commodity, and I think their offensive line is excellent, and James Cook leads the NFL in rushing. So I do not think that there's much question for me about the Bills' offense. The Bills' defense, I think, is ninth right now in scoring, but to your point, they've played a bunch of tomato cans, and you know their rush defense is the worst it's been under Sean McDermott by more than 20 yards per game, and their pass defense, like, statistically is okay, but when they played Drake May, they got carved up, and when they played Lamar Jackson, they got carved up. And there's the Ed Oliver injury, and you know there's some issues there with some injuries on the defensive side of the ball. So the Chiefs should move the ball. The Chiefs should put it in the end zone. The Chiefs have scored 28 points in, what, five straight games at this point, including the loss to Jacksonville. So, yeah, I definitely think there are questions about how good this Buffalo team is on the defensive side of the ball. I do not think there are legitimate questions about how good Josh Allen or their offense is.
Normally, I feel like these two teams are pretty even, but my take this week has been this. In week two, I picked the Philadelphia Eagles. And people are like, why? Why are you picking the Eagles? Well, because the Eagles were just better than Kansas City. We saw that in the Super Bowl. There was no reason to think otherwise. I kind of feel the same way, but in reverse, at least for this one. I think right now Kansas City is better than Buffalo. I like their quarterback more with how he's playing. I think Mahomes is playing as well as any quarterback in the league. This is as well as Mahomes has played in maybe three seasons. I think Kansas City's offense is more complete this year than they've been in years past. I like Kansas City's offense. You just mentioned the defense. No question to me who has the better defense in this. I would take the Chiefs coaching staff over I would take the Bills. I just think that the Chiefs are a better version of the Bills, and I'm guessing on Sunday we see that play itself out.
Yeah, I think that's all totally fair. Listen, the Bills were my Super Bowl pick before the year, and Josh Allen was my MVP pick on TV. But like, it's not who you play, but when you play them. Right now, there's really no argument to be made that the Bills are better than the Chiefs. Now, they play them tough all the time. They play them tough in the regular season. It's in Buffalo. It's maybe the last time the Chiefs go, you know, obviously we don't know how the playoffs are going to shake out, but it could be the last time the Chiefs go to this stadium. It's going to be a raucous home crowd environment for Buffalo. So this game can go either way, but based on the 2025 data that we have on these two teams, like, clearly the Chiefs have put together a more impressive resume than Buffalo.
Have you ever been to Buffalo before? Have you been to one of those games? I know you went to Q, so it seems like at some point you made the trip to Buffalo.
You know, it's an embarrassment. I didn't. I did not. I've been to Buffalo. I've been to Buffalo a number.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Of times I've been to, you know, been to Toronto, I've been to you know, Niagara Falls, I've been to the Anchor Bar to have the home of the Buffalo Wing, but I actually never went to a Bills game, which is a terrible job by me.
Two questions and I'll get you out of here. First question is, to me, this is the biggest question in the National Football League. Are you a believer in the Indianapolis Colts? Not that they're just going to make the playoffs. Do you think we're looking at a true Super Bowl contending team?
It's a little early to say true Super Bowl contending team, but I don't think this is last year's Vikings. Like, I think they're better than last year's Vikings. I think that what they do is just going to be tough for any team. Like, they have an offensive line that's playing better than any unit in football. They can run the ball. They don't turn it over. That is a very, very, like, difficult thing to do. Like, Pierce, Pittman, Warren, Taylor, that offensive line, no turnovers. Like, it's just, it's a really tough offense to defend. And look, I picked them to win the AFC South on the show before the year, and Nick picked them to be the worst team in the NFL. And I was like, man, the last 2 years, they've won 8 and 9 games with Gardner Minshew and Anthony Richardson. Like, Shane Steichen's a good coach. He is a good offensive coach. So I am a believer in Indianapolis as, like, they're really good. I've got to see them play a couple of better teams before I'm willing to say, like, full-blown Super Bowl contender. But I don't think that they're some sort of fluke regular season darling that's going to be, you know, awful in the playoffs.
I'll ask you that same question about the Denver Broncos. The Broncos have been very, very competitive. They've probably won some games they should have lost. They probably lost some games that they should have won. Where do you stand with the Denver Broncos?
Broncos fans are very angry with me. Like, they're chirping in my comments and my mentions that I don't have them in my top 10. I feel like Bo Nix overthrows guys that are open, but then he scores touchdowns, and those are valuable. And they're a very talented defense, but that they also allow 30 points to the Giants and Jackson Dart. Like, they're a confusing team to figure out. So I will be honest. I don't really believe in them, but I know that Broncos fans really believe in them. And I know it's like, oh, well, of course, hometown bias. It seems like Denver fans are carrying it like they know something about their team that the rest of us don't know. And that just is like, I am willing to listen and I'm willing to be wrong. But as of this moment in time, I do not believe in the Denver Broncos.
There's this line in the movie American Gangster where they talk about brand names. And I think that this rivalry between the Chiefs and the Bills has just kind of built up a brand name. Like, you as a neutral party, you just as somebody that covers the NFL, loves the NFL, big fan of it, you know exactly what to expect with this game. This is going to be a game that in the last 5 minutes is going to come down to one play. It's going to be tightly contested. The crowd is going to be into it. And it's going to come down to a great play from either one of these quarterbacks. This might be the last time that we see it in this venue. So, you know, Bills fans are going to be extra jacked up about it. We got the CBS Nance and Romo crew there. This game is really important, not just in the respective divisions, but also in the race for who can be the one seed in the AFC. It's just kind of hard to drum up a much more important regular season game, especially in the middle part of the season, than what we have coming up Sunday.
Listen, man, I agree with you. Like, sometimes I get frustrated if like everything turns into like NBA analysis and Mahomes and Allen and legacy talk, and well, they got to prove that they can beat him in January. It's like, well, this isn't January. Like it's October. So can we talk about the game that's happening? Or I guess the game will be in November. Like, can we talk about the game that's going to happen in early November, or do we have to make everything about January? It's like, that's something that I push back on all the time. But like, the loser of this game has a legitimate chance of losing their division and being the 5 seed. And let's say Baltimore goes on a run and wins the AFC North. Would you love it if it was Chiefs at Ravens wild card weekend? That's a tough path. Like, that's a tough path to a Super Bowl. So yeah, this is a massive, massive game.
That is our dear friend Danny Parkins with Fox Sports 1. You can catch him on First Things First. Every time I refresh my podcast page, he's on somebody's podcast. Danny, I'm just waiting for you to, like, go on Rewatchables or something like that where you can, like, review some old Tom Hanks movie. That's when I know you've really made it.
Oh, God, I would love – dude, I would love – that's like we've never talked about it. I would love it. Like, I would – like – I want to do a bad movie on the Rewatchables. Like, obviously I would love to do a classic comedy, like a Blues Brothers or something. Like, that would be amazing. But like, let me in there for Con Air. Like, let me in there for Gone in 60 Seconds. Let me in there for Armageddon. Like, some sort of like bad 90s, early 2000s action movie on the Rewatchables. Like, that's where I think I could really shine.
Park, we appreciate you.
Get some almond joys, Carrington. Get some Swedish fish and some Sour Patch Kids and some Reese's Pieces. See you, buddy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Bukayo Saka scores!
And every great story needs an audience. The UEFA Champions League. Stream every goal, every game, live, exclusively on Paramount+.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.